This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Tough loss for Rutgers last night, Jerry, to Penn State. It was a close one.
Your namesake almost did it again.
Oh, Geo Baker. Yeah. He's been the clutch player, huh?
Yeah, yes, but not last night.
No.
He had a tough night last night.
Penn State's been playing well, right?
Yeah, and they were up by 20 early in the second half, and they held on for a one-point win in the end.
I'm trying to get a little more in tune with every conference before we
every
get...
Every conference?
Well, before we get into picking the brackets and everything. Because, you know, basically what I end up doing is just basing my entire bracket on my opinions of the teams in the Big East, because
right.
That's what I've seen the most, watching all the St. John's games. So I'm trying to, you know... get a little bit better with it.
Understood.
Horrendous, horrendous bracket. I think all of us did last year. Anybody do well last year?
I don't remember.
God.
Usually after the first day, I tear mine up.
It was really, really bad. I just don't want that to happen again. So in the Big Ten, it's going to have a lot of teams in there.
It looks like it, yeah. We could have a 7-8 teams, something like that. It's a great conference. But what, you got the NECs already going on now.
Yep.
And then all the other conferences. What, Barclays has the Atlantic
10. They have the
A-10. That's next week.
Mm-hmm.
And so Big East next week. Going to be a big, big weekend, rather big week for St. John's.
Yeah, I know.
They need to win some games here.
And how about Marquette losing to Seton Hall? So those Marquette
after being
wins.
Up big.
Right. And those Marquette wins not looking as good anymore because Marquette's going in the tank a little bit. All right. Jerry is here with an update. What's happening, Jerry?
We are brought to you by the Ray Catena Auto Group. Schedule an appointment today at Ray Catena Service Center. First class service at affordable prices. We'll start with basketball, the pro variety to begin, though. You had the Nets beating the Cavaliers 113-107. Important win for them. Gets them over 500, two in a row here. But more importantly, Spencer Dinwiddie, who's been back from injury, coming through as he's kind of finding his rhythm again.
Yo-yos it back and forth, drives it right baseline, and a lay-in is good. Again, right foot, right hand off the window. The downward Dinwiddie.
I don't know what that means.
Brooklyn.
Now, I got in the car after the Rutgers game, and I heard him and Capper talking about this. And I'm not sure if Tim took his headsets off and was doing yoga during the commercial breaks, but it seemed odd because they were doing downward dog. Have you ever done downward dog during a show?
No, I have not.
During an NFL broadcast with Kevin Harlan where he could describe you doing the downward dog.
No, so downward, so they were talking about downward Dinwiddie.
Yeah, from the downward dog.
Right. Yeah, not me.
Not so much. Okay, well.
Tim Kramstrom.
Yep, there you go.
Yes, that was his name once upon a time. 28 points, 5 assists for the downward Dinwiddie, 12 points in the fourth quarter, and D'Angelo Russell at 25. Here was Dinwiddie on Yes. Team wanted the ball in his hands.
Oh, man, you know, coach told me to be aggressive. D'Lo and the rest of the team told me to be aggressive and, you know, just the way they were playing defense.
And so, as I said, 34-33 for the Nets when they had to have Caris LeVert 14 points in 20 minutes of action. As for the Knicks, they were in Phoenix. This is the battle of the two worst teams in the NBA, as we know. The Nets are playing well. The Knicks have not. The Knicks are tanking, as we all know, trying to get that number one pick. So going into the game, the Suns were 14-51. The Knicks were 13-51. And at the end of the game, the Suns are 15-51. They wound up winning 107-96. 41 for Devin Booker. DeAndre Jordan, 17-14 rebounds and loss. Head coach David Fizdale, what went wrong here?
We just was, most of it was carelessness. Lack of focus on execution.
No focus.
You know, I'll tell you one thing, though. The Knicks could be hitting the skids at a better time. They have now lost 4 in a row. 3-7 in their last 10. Phoenix, on the other hand, has won three in a row.
You know the way I look at it, Boomer?
Yes.
The Knicks have lost 52 of 65.
Yes, exactly.
Right? Because it is just, it's absurd. You think David, I know there's a plan here. I'm not stupid. But do you think David Fizdale at any point is like, this sucks every single night?
Well, we were talking about this yesterday, about what it must be like coaching a team that you know has no chance to win. And then when you do win a couple games, you know, it's like, all right, this is awesome. Dennis Smith Jr., remember, he goes off and they win a game at home.
Yeah.
It's great to win. We feel good about ourselves. But the reality still remains that they have to continue to lose. And he knows
and they
it.
Will.
He knows it. Scott Perry knows it. Steve Mills knows it. The Garden knows it. Everybody knows it. And we know it. What you want to see is you want to see effort. You want to see guys playing hard. And for the most part, they have done that this year. And you have young players getting valuable minutes that hopefully next year, if they are paired with a couple really top-end free agents and they get either the first or second pick, you know, there will be a totally different team.
The reason why I don't think it sucks so much for him is because he knows he has job security. Everybody knows the plan.
I just mean the grind of the losing.
Still got to be fun going. Remember, he got fired last year, beginning of the season, and he didn't have this. And now there's going to arena. He's got a lot of relationships in the league, the other coaches. I'm sure he's having an okay time. Not that he wants to lose, but this is his life. He loves it, and I'm sure that he does get enjoyment out of it.
Well, the Lakers are 500. Maybe they can get the top pick. You never know. Save that franchise. Last night, they lost to the Nuggets 115-98. They got 17 games to go. They could still finish if they do this right.
They have a 1.3% chance
but
of getting the number one
pick. But they
could
still finish 30-52.
Right.
And those numbers could skyrocket. And Zion and LeBron in Los Angeles.
That means the Knicks would have to win 17 straight.
No, just finishing the top in the bottom three.
Yeah, I'm just saying, but the Knicks would have to win 17 straight games because that's how many they have left, right?
Right.
To get to 30. 50, yeah.
Right. Milestone night for LeBron in the loss.
Rondo trying to get it to LeBron. Does. LeBron down the middle to the rim. Lays it up. In and a foul. And there it is. LeBron James with that basket and one has moved past Michael Jordan into fourth place on the NBA's all-time scoring list.
And that is John Ireland, Lakers Radio.
Buzz? No buzz.
I say not much buzz. 115-99, the loss, though. LeBron had 31 with that moment. Here he was. Where does this go on your list of accomplishments?
I don't know, man. A lot of stuff that I would have done in my career. This ranks right up there at the top.
And you hear that noise. He's clicking some piece of paper or something the entire time.
Laker fans might boo him if he passes Kobe, who's next on the list.
Yeah, seriously. Exactly right. You might be right about it. And he will. He will pass Kobe.
You know, it's amazing that the Lakers have three of the top five all-time scorers in the NBA that play for their franchise.
LeBron just sort of topped on, though, you know? But yeah, that Lakers logo is right next to him. It's
Here
pretty
he was,
amazing.
Saying it was surreal being and going past MJ.
Walking up and down. You know, the Akron streets with a basketball, just, you know, singing, I want to be like Mike. And it's crazy.
Yep. Just not in a good season so far. Bulls beat the Sixers 108-107. Zach LaVine, 39 points. Go-ahead layup in the closing seconds. Gordon Hayward, the go-ahead basket late. Celtics by the Kings, 111-109. And the Jazz over the Pelicans, 114-104. Because you mentioned the college basketball, here was Seton Hall. They were down big and had a huge run late to beat Marquette at the Rock.
Here comes Powell down the right side. Pull up for three. Go! He just keeps outdoing himself. The Pirates take the lead.
And Miles Powell had 34 points, an 18-0 run to end the game. Seton Hall beating number 16, Marquette 73-64. Penn State did hold off Rutgers 66-65. Broncos reportedly tell safety Darian Stewart he will be released. The Browns letting go of linebacker Jamie Collins. And, of course, the joke of the day on social media, the Bears signing kicker Chris Blewett.
Yeah, I know him. I was there when he at Pitt. He,
is that
he
true?
Kicked at Pitt. So I was the sideline reporter when Blewett was doing his thing. So
you can't make it up that the Chicago Bears would sign a kicker with the last name Blewett.
Yeah, after the way their season ended last year in particular.
Well, Cody Parkey hit the uprights five different times last year.
Right. And then went on the talk show circuit and then found himself out of a job.
Goodbye.
Yep, pretty much. Yankees lost to the Cardinals 9-5. Today take on the Phillies. James Paxton, the start. Austin Romine did homer in the loss. Jonathan Loaisiga, four runs over two and a third. Here was Aaron Boone. Where are we with CC Sabathia as he's gearing up for the season?
Everything's going pretty well. You know, the second pen today that went well. You know, I certainly don't expect him for the start of the season, but you know, it may be a couple weeks in if everything keeps going according to plan.
I'll see you later.
Right, yeah, the angioplasty and the knee surgery as well. So he hasn't really had a chance to start really ramping it up, and he's getting there. So it's going to be kind of an extended spring training, I would imagine, for him.
And I mentioned the Phillies. Bryce Harper didn't back down from what he said about Mike Trout, despite all the criticism he took from it, and I guess the Angels wanting MLB to look into it. He was quoted yesterday as saying, if I didn't mean it, I wouldn't have said it. So I guess that's not going to go away anytime soon.
I guess players can say anything they
want. No, they can't. Rob Manfred was at some conference yesterday and was asked that and said it is a violation.
Right.
And they will look into it.
You know, the other thing I do like what Major League Baseball is talking about, and they and the Major League Baseball Players Association, I think it's going to happen. I think they're going to expand the rosters to 26 players, but they're going to decrease the September call-ups. Because the September call-ups, I think in the eyes of many in the front office of Major League Baseball, is what's slowing down the games because of all the added pitchers you have.
You have all the pitchers.
You can make all these pitching changes.
Yep.
So I think that's actually good. Go to 26 regular season roster size and then cut it down. Did they say 28?
I did not see.
Somewhere around 30, I think, as opposed to expanding it out to 40, which makes a lot of sense.
Mets were off Wednesday, play the Nationals today. Jacob DeGrom, the start. I'm going to play this clip from Derek Jeter. It's long, about 23 seconds, but you'll see why. The part owner and CEO of the Marlins was talking to the media either yesterday or the day before. He was trying, and he is trying, to find ways to get into the ballpark in Miami because they're not a good team, or they haven't been, and no one goes to the games. So here was Jeets.
You know, this is professional sports, and I feel bad for even saying this, but it's impossible to win every single game. But one thing you always remember is the experience you had while you were at the park. We want it to be a positive experience, and we want people to enjoy themselves. And look, a lot of times people come, they don't know who won or lost. Sometimes they don't even know who was playing. But they do know if they had a good experience, and that's what we're focused on.
Man, it sounds like he should be working for MSG right now.
Yeah, Jeets!
It ain't about winning. Wow. It's all about the experience. Jeter. Come on, man. It's about winning. When you win, people come. I mean, how many times have you seen that?
Someone wrote, I want to give the credit, but I forget where I saw it, that he said it sounds like he's running a minor league baseball team where it's about the family experience as opposed to watching the game.
That was me and my CBS Sports Minute.
Okay, I didn't hear that, but all right.
Yeah, that's
Jerry.
Exactly what I
did
said.
Did it air?
I don't know. I don't know if you heard it or not, but that's exactly what I said.
How would I hear it? Where would I have heard it?
I don't know. Maybe out
give
there
the
when
man
somebody's
credit,
cutting
Jerry.
It or something. Come on,
right,
Jerry.
To the great Boomer Esiason.
Thank you. Thank you.
Well done, sir.
Yep. No, that's exactly how
I'm not disagreeing with you. I didn't hear it, but I did read it this morning. But you are in lockstep with other people that have seen the light of day with Derek Jeter and what's going on in Miami.
Well, you know, the bottom line is he should have asked Jeff Bezos.
There you go.
No,
Jerry's genuflecting.
Come on. Finally. No, but actually what he should have done is he should have convinced either David Tepper or Jeff Bezos to become the owner of that franchise and just bury money into it.
What do you think his vision was, seriously, when he got roped into this?
I think that he wanted to build a winning baseball team, but then realized how much money they spent and said, my God, we need to pare down this payroll and we need to find a way to make some money, and it's going to take a while, and we're going to do what the Astros do,
or they're going to do what Tampa Bay is doing. You know, you got to do it like a small market team. You just don't have the fan base.
Right,
don't have the money from TV revenue and all that other stuff.
But even Tampa Bay, they don't draw anybody. They won 90 games last year. No one goes to the games.
Mm-hmm.
It's not in those cities. It's not just about. I don't know what it's about. I guess it is about.
Well, Miami shouldn't have.
I'm just saying right now, if those teams win, people will come. That's the thing. It's you can talk about the experience all you want. It's really the winning that is.
I don't even think so.
I don't either.
I mean, in Miami,
they were winning with Al Leiter and Mike Piazza and all those guys.
The playoffs,
they were selling out.
World Series, they'll show up, but they don't show up during the
season.
Not
the regular season. Yeah.
I don't know. Stephen Wright, knuckleballer for the Red Sox.
I was driving down the street past the gas station. There were two signs in the window: help wanted, self-service.
My heart was.
So I went in and hired myself.
It's a different Stephen Wright, but yes, Stephen Wright.
Any more, Eddie?
We have 4 hours.
God. I actually went and watched some of this after Eddie played about four clips.
Yeah.
People think he's funny.
Oh, Stephen Wright?
He's hilarious.
Oh, it's a riot. That's a riot.
Is he still alive? Stephen Wright? Not the one who just got suspended?
Not the one who just got suspended. Right?
He's still alive, although he's not going to pitch for 80 games. Some
knuckleballer on PEDs.
Yes. Hey, listen. Every advantage, right?
Oh, is he on HGH?
He's 63 years old, the real Stephen
Wright.
Nice.
Okay. Right. It was some growth substance, yes.
A growth substance?
It wasn't human growth hormone, but that's how it was written. It was a growth substance. I don't know.
And this Stephen Wright, the comedian,
he took his HGH too.
His Wikipedia photo, he's wearing a Boston Red Sox hat. Weird, wild stuff.
Wacky stuff. And the Royals catcher Salvador Perez, Tommy John surgery Wednesday. He will miss the entire upcoming season. Lincoln Riley was talking about Charlie Casserly. I'm going back to football because I forgot to play these. Here he was not understanding why Casserly said what he said about Kyler Murray.
To me, it always seems strange. You go on a deal and see your sources, number one, and then you're going to go on and talk like you're an expert about somebody that you've never met.
And then he continues and says Casserly is wrong about this.
If I was going to pick out a guy that I was going to complain about their leadership, I would probably pick a guy that maybe has had a season end without a championship in his career, because this guy hasn't. Every season that the guy's ever played, he's won.
So coming to the defense of his former guy.
Oh, and he should, and he should. But, you know, Charlie Casserly's doing his job. He's talking to people, and he gets paid by NFL Network to give an opinion and to give and to give you the idea behind the scenes what's being said.
But wait a second. Wasn't he advising the Jets while he was still on NFL Network?
Yeah, I think so.
Huh? There's another one. Mm. Another conflict of interest thing we were talking about yesterday.
Yeah, but he doesn't do games. And you know what? He actually...
I think it's worse.
But he is actually a part of the NFL, and I think Coach Cower is a part of this group that tries to help teams find their next head coach. In other words, they have a group, a committee together that is, I guess, advocating for certain, you know, coaches to get an opportunity.
Yeah, really knocked it out of the park there.
Charlie and Ron, well, yeah, look, it happens. Not every coach is going to be great, you know, and I'll tell you what, it would help if you have really good players.
Sure. It does help.
Right, that would help.
That's a part of the equation. Capitals beat the Flyers 5-3, move 2 points ahead of the Islanders again. Alex Ovechkin, his 46th goal of the season. Islanders visit Ottawa tonight, radio.com at 7:30.
Gotta win this
and
game
the Rangers
tonight.
Are in Detroit.
Right.
They brought up Christopher Gibson to the Islanders.
They did,
because
okay.
Because of
Robin Leonard got ran over.
Yep. Yeah. Exactly.
All right, thanks, Jerry.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.